Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a garbage show from our youth and see how it holds up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And we're watching Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation, episode 16.
Going Ape!
It's a Bone Steel episode.
And Sky did not, in fact, go ape during it.
I yelled at the TV a little. That I guess that kind of counts as going ape.
I don't know. Your apathy is overwhelming.
Well, that's not my fault.
So, who remembers back when we were talking about other podcasts we had tried to do, and we tried to do a Beetleborgs one, and we couldn't do it because it was so terrible? Because this episode is the exact same as the first episode of Beetleborgs.
In more than one way.
Yes, in several different ways. We'll get to that as it happens. But if you hate Beetleborgs, you're going to hate this episode. And if you love Ninja Turtles, you're going to hate this episode. And if you like fun, you're going to hate this episode. And if you like apes, you're going to hate this episode.
You know who hates fun? Leonardo.
Okay, we'll get into that. Oh,
you know who's not in this episode at all?
Venus for the second episode in a row.
Maybe the suit got damaged, and Michelangelo doesn't appear either.
But don't worry, there are a lot of bananas. God damn it.
They had a lot of bananas left over from the previous episode.
And they said, what do we do with them?
Well, they're going to go bad, so we got to film this other episode right now.
The next monkey episode. Yeah, there's no silver in this episode called Going Ape, in case anyone was worried.
Well, he's a Sasquatch Yeti monster from the Himalayas.
He's a Sasquatch Yeti ape monkey.
We're not sure what he is still.
Gangster.
He's got a boss suit, though.
Self-made man.
He's the front man for the Boss Tones.
He's Dickie Barrett. He dresses like Dickie Barrett and talks like Raphael.
And I missed him in this episode because it may have made a little more sense were he in it.
I don't know that anything would have made this make sense.
Yeah, it was just, this episode's a hot mess, y'all.
Don't say y'all.
I'll say what I want.
No, I'm gonna put the kibosh on your y'alls right now. You've never said y'all. You talked to fucking Alan for a little bit and he's from the South and you're all like y'all and eating grits. Yeah, whatever. You never said y'all before in your life.
I use it for emphasis.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like how I used to only say fuck on occasion, and now it's just every other word. You can't use it too much or it loses the impact.
You got a lot to emphasize nowadays. Like, this fucking show is fucking ridiculous.
This fucking episode is terrible.
It's fucking ridiculous, y'all.
See? Doesn't it feel good?
No! It's a contraction for you all. I want you to start saying you all instead of you all. All right, you all.
I would say all of you. All you.
All y'alls.
All y'all.
Use guys.
I had a lady call into the pharmacy who unironically was saying use there at the pharmacy.
Where are you from, ma'am?
I was talking to her for about 5 minutes and I couldn't decide if it was on purpose or not, but that's just how she talked.
Is it a Chicago thing?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't think it's a regional thing. I wasn't educated properly thing.
I think it's like a Philadelphia type situation.
I think my point stands.
Because we don't live near Philadelphia.
Burn Philadelphia!
What are you talking about? Burning them as in you insulted them. You weren't threatening to burn down a city.
No.
I thought you were trying to rally our listeners into burning down a place where delicious sandwiches are born.
I hate all of the history of that city.
I literally know nothing about Philadelphia other than sandwiches and the Always Sunny show. So,
well, they have an episode about American history. I know. It's completely 100% accurate.
Okay, good. Then I know a bunch of stuff. So Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation.
Yeah, this episode is
Going
terrible.
Ape, episode 16. Shall we?
Yeah, might as well.
I hope everyone's favorite turtle is Raphael, because
he doesn't stop talking.
Oh no!
We left the sound on.
Dipshit! It's New York City.
Raphael wants to go on a motorcycle ride because he's bored or he needs some excitement.
He speaks
in third person.
I need a little excitement.
No, he says Raph needs a little
right,
excitement.
Right, you're right.
Because he's not obnoxious enough, he needs to speak in the third person.
So, and then we get a lot of shots of him driving in different daylight.
Yeah, he leaves at some point in the night and drives until it's morning.
Until the sun comes up. I mean, I guess, you know, if the sun had just before the sun had come up to just after, that happens. It happens on my drive to work.
Sure.
But I don't think they gave it enough that much thought.
No, also, it's the exact same shots that we always get when it's the dead of night.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But this way, they can film in the day and not have to spend money on lights.
Yep.
So, Bone Steel has some like roadblock signs up and some cones, and Raphael can't navigate in between them, so he does that skid stop that he likes to do, and then his motorcycle stops working. Plot relevant reasons.
He was just fixing it in the last episode. He did a bad job.
Well, he has no education.
No formal education, at least. What this show does is it says a lot about homeschooling. This is what your children will grow up to be if you homeschool them, apparently.
Violent goons.
Who ride motorcycles that they've poorly fixed themselves.
Bonesteel has some, like, the gun that looks like a blunderbuss. It's got that, like, cone end on the end of it.
I assumed, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I may absolutely be, I assumed that shot a plunger that would stick to the turtle and it had a rope on it.
That was Bonesteel's glasses.
Oh, okay. So he doesn't have a gun that does that.
No, I think that one... Well, this one apparently shoots an arrow later.
Yeah, I think this is a different gun, because that's clearly a crossbow later.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, as Raphael's escaping, he shoots...
Oh, yeah, it does, you're right. I was thinking later. Was there some sort of Ninja Turtles action figure that had a gun that had a plunger on the end?
I'm sure there had to be.
It was all one color, and it had a plunger on the end. I distinctly remember it. I think it was yellow. No idea what it went with.
Well, I know Krang's action figure came with that gun that would fit on the turtle's head that kind of looked like a plunger. And I know, I mean, it's right there. It must have been in, like, an arrow analog at some point for somebody.
Hmm.
I can't think of anything specifically. I know there was a vehicle that had plunger guns on the top of it.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I don't know.
Nor do I.
Well, son of a bitch. Listeners, tweet at Sky. Tell him why he's wrong.
You can tweet at Jake, right, too, if you want.
You can.
Pose the question.
Shut up, Sky.
But Raph runs away. Even though he's the fightiest of them, he decides to
not... He very uncharacteristically just takes the fuck off.
Also, it's Bonesteel, a guy he's beaten to a pulp at least twice now.
Right? Quite easily.
By himself, but this time he decides, well, maybe the sunlight has robbed him of his powers. Like Ghost Rider.
He's opposite Superman.
Precisely. So he skedaddles, and luckily they're in the warehouse district.
So everything's filthy in there. Crates and newspapers everywhere.
Bonesteel obviously chases him, and then he shoots, and a dowel rod slams into the wall.
Dowel rod.
Raph says, "You missed. You gotta be better than that to hit me."
Now, Simon Bonesteel's a big game hunter,
yes.
Correct? Or so he claims.
He lays claim to that.
Obviously, he's not. Because he lives in New York City. Like, there's not a lot of big game. Shouldn't he be off in Africa, like, killing elephants like he owns Jimmy John's or he's a dentist?
One would think.
Like, he's just hanging out. I mean, okay, maybe he's hanging out in New York because he knows these turtles are here. And that's what he's after.
Well, that black market turtle sale went south. So now he's trying to make up for it with the big turtles.
So he can't afford to go back to Africa and shoot an elephant in the mouth?
It's either that or a point of pride. Like, he has to do this to redeem himself in his own eyes because he failed so miserably twice.
That's putting a lot of weight on a character that has a single dreadlock.
And no defining characteristics in his personality.
What are you talking about? He has
other than
guns,
his psychosis.
He's, he's a little nuts. Nothing really interesting happens in this episode, so we're just going to psychoanalyze Bones.
Yeah. Raphael ducks around behind a building just around the corner and picks up a newspaper. And pretends to read it. Bonesteel runs up and is fooled. Doesn't notice the green legs or the green hands.
Or the red arm bands and knee pads and things.
Or the fact that there's literally no one else around. But Raphael says, he went that way. And Bonesteel takes off in the wrong direction. Then Raphael, I just assumed it was a newspaper for stupid plot relevant reasons. And I was right, I guess, but it's also to let us know that a, quote, killer gorilla has escaped from the circus.
From the circus.
From the New York Sun. Is it the Sun-Times that is real?
Yes.
Okay.
But that's the Chicago Sun-Times.
I think New York has one.
They have the Post.
I bet there's not just one. They have the Daily Bugle, and they've got...
Uh-huh. Go on.
I'm pretty sure they have a Sun-Times, like the New York Sun-Times.
They might. I don't fucking know.
Either way, that newspaper's probably dead.
You've
now.
Never read the newspaper from here, from our local town.
Sometimes high school made me do it.
You haven't been in high school for 20 years.
It's been like 12
20
years.
It's been 13. Anyway, then the, oh no, it's not time yet.
No, we cut over to Hillhurst Mansion.
Yeah, so this is where Sky immediately goes, this is the Beetleborgs Mansion.
Yep. Well,
the second you saw it.
I immediately assumed it. There are some other shots later that look like a different house, but this shot is definitely Hillhurst Mansion, and then the inside is absolutely the Beetleborgs hangout. But there are some other shots that they must have found a different house that somebody let them film.
Or they just, you know, they don't use that in Beetleborgs as much.
It could be. But yeah, so Raph just wanders into this house that is nearby the warehouse district, and nobody has lived there for, like, forever.
It's straight up abandoned, and it has a sign that says so.
And he just wanders around humming, like you do when you're a ninja. Little does he know, an escaped gorilla is in there. He didn't actually read the newspaper.
Well, he was reading the inside of the newspaper. He was reading the sports page. That was on the cover.
Oh.
Or on the front page.
I guess that's fair. But he says, the word banana is said as many times as it was in the last episode, I would say.
But for less plot-relevant reasons.
He says that the house smells like bananas. Then, somehow, Bone Steel has wrapped a rope around his foot, and then he drags him down the stairs, and then Home Alone's him up into the air.
He strings him up so he can skin him alive.
On the stairs.
He's actually going to take our advice and just murder him right there and then.
Stop fucking around and do the thing. He brought along a giant-ass mallet, a Harley Quinn-sized mallet.
Whose name is Sophia.
And he's just going to smash Raphael's head in, or his shell in.
He says it's his number one shell cracker, instead of just slitting his throat. So I guess he's going to kill him, but not the most efficient way possible.
Right, he wants him to suffer, and he doesn't want to be able to sell that enormous shell.
Right, yeah. So enjoy the credits, because it's the only time you see most of the other turtles. And Splinter.
Dragon Lord gets more FaceTime than the turtles.
He sure does. Queez is in this episode more now.
When the credits are done, we have cut over to somewhere. The Rank are just walking around with a tracking device, which is the thing
they're
they
just
have.
Outside of the house.
Why are they there? Because the tracking device has led them there.
Because it led them to the turtles. Even though, don't they know where the turtles live?
No.
I think I ask this every time. I'm like, don't they know where they live?
The turtles know where they live and have gone there multiple times. And they know that they're in the sewer. I don't think they know specifically what block they're on. So why they're up above ground, I don't know. Maybe they have this tracker they could use.
Maybe they were on their way to the sewer and the tracker went off and they're like, well, let's follow this.
Okay, but there's only the one.
Well, they don't know that yet.
They just said it out loud.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they're just All right, there's one mutant, one human, and then one big, fat, hairy thing. They say that a lot, and I don't know if it's supposed to be, if somebody thought that was funny.
They keep calling him the fat, hairy object later.
Object, that's it.
And I don't think that's, like, he's clearly not an object. He's a, like...
Also, it's, like, so close to being human. Why would...
Right?
If your your tracker is as sophisticated enough to identify a human, and then something that... Why wouldn't it be able to identify a gorilla?
There's a lot of whys in this episode.
Yeah. Also... they have, like, handheld walkie-talkie visual
dealies. They're fucking FaceTiming.
Yeah, but it's shaped like an egg.
Yeah, and the Dragon Lord is just eating, like, a pile of meat.
Well, he wanted to eat turtles, but he hasn't been able to.
So he's just got, like, zebra legs and stuff.
Might be the first time he's eaten. But the Rank fucking suck so bad.
They talk more in this episode than they ever have.
One of them talks, the rest of them grunt.
And just bang into each other with sound effects, like...
Yeah, Purple Hood Lieutenant.
Rubber ducky sound effects as they hit each other.
Purplehead is just like, hey, everybody go in there and try not to suck, and we'll get the turtle. And we cut back to Raphael, who's trying to warn Bone Steel about the gorilla behind him. I don't know, he doesn't say, hey, there is an actual gorilla behind you. He just yells, gorilla.
So Bone Steel thinks those are his last words, is gorilla. Because, funny.
Yep, hilarity.
The gorilla costume is not terrible.
It is possibly the best costume on the show.
They clearly rented it from somewhere else.
They must have, because it's very well articulated.
Yeah. It's more articulated than the turtle's face than Silver's face.
Here's the fucking... Okay, so it's very clearly the Hillhurst Mansion, and then we get a shot recreation where Bone Steel turns around, sees the gorilla, and then screams because he's scared, and his fucking hair stands on end, and that is 1,000% Beetleborgs bullshit.
I also feel like there's a lot of Beetleborgs where someone gets picked up and spun around by the Frankenstein, like it's happening here.
Probably. Also, the little girl had super strength, so
yeah, that's it. That's what happened.
So she absolutely did that at least once. But Raphael takes his psi, which are blunt, and cuts himself down.
You have to say that every episode.
Because it is. Because nobody else remembers in the show. The Rank wander in, and they also just stand there and watch as the gorilla spins Bone Steel around until Raphael pokes him with the psi, the gorilla. And the gorilla hucks Bone Steel at the Rank, who all tumble down. And I guess Raphael wants to be his friend or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought they were going to team up for a second.
Yeah, but instead, Bone Steel gets up and he accuses them of being swamp gators. And he's like, I don't know what you are. And instead of being immediately interested in killing these things, like he seems to like to do, he's just like, eh, whatever.
Yeah, he calls them freaks and calls them ugly. There are a lot more of them than there are turtles. I mean, not here right now, but hunt yeah, those too.
There's at least five times as many, but whatever.
So then the running begins and then just doesn't stop for the rest of the episode. This is it.
We have mentioned before how we think the writers are big fans of Scooby-Doo, and it gets real apparent as we move forward.
Yeah.
But the rank run upstairs and not away from the gorilla, even though everyone's afraid of it. And then we cut over to some establishing shots. Different ones from the ones we've gotten before.
Because it's daylight this whole episode.
And Leonardo and Donatello are in the lair, and Leonardo's pacing because apparently he was waiting for Raphael. They were going to go skateboarding. And he can't just go by himself. He needs to be a whiny bitch about the whole thing.
He's such a bitch in this episode.
He's just standing there. Raphael must have gone off and do something final by himself. So, hey, Leonardo. And that, fuck yourself, man.
And that's it. That, like, that's the quick scene. Like, just him being like, where's Raph? He must have left us behind. I'm so mad. That's it. Leonardo. And then it's back to running around.
Leonardo. Stop being a bitch. Just do a thing. Go meditate or something.
I'll tell you when I figured out when Leonardo's problem was when we get there.
Okay. So, Bone Steel and Raph run into a room, and then they start barricading the door. There is a sight gag that they work in here. They start piling all this stuff. They put everything in front of it, including a kitchen sink. Know that expression? It's real funny.
They put. Are you asking me?
I'm just in general.
All right, tweet Sky if you know that expression. Everyone who knows that expression. Everyone. Is there a ball and chain attached to the kitchen sink, though?
Probably. It's from Beetleborgs.
Yeah, I guess it's true.
I don't see. Yes. Yes, there okay. is. So
every scene we're going to start and we're like, all right, they do this. And then we just have to wait for it to be over because it takes too goddamn long.
Bone Steel and Raph are arguing and debating whether or not they should work with each other because Bone Steel still wants to kill him. And Raph still refuses to just stab him in the fucking face and be done with this. And we cut to the first of the Scooby-Doo shots where the rank are running from the gorilla back and forth through the one hallway they have access to. And the gorilla chases them.
They make a McGilla gorilla reference that the children of 1997 would get.
I mean, I know what it is. I can't tell you a single...
McGilla, gorilla, yeah. Gorilla for sale.
That may be the only reason why I know what it is, because I have not seen an episode of McGilla Gorilla.
Oh, it's fine. You wouldn't like it. It's too whimsical.
Is he a fey gorilla?
He is very fey. He has a little hat. And little shoes, and no one wants to buy him. And
Is he anything like Snagglepuss or
he's
the
not
other
as fey
Hanna-Barbera?
As Snagglepuss, I don't think. But who is
the dog?
Goldberry Hound.
That's it.
He's not quite as fey as. All right, this is what the show is now: rating the dandiness of Hanna-Barbera cartoons, with Snagglepuss being our gayest. And
he loves pickles.
No, that's Pickle Pussies. Oh. Totally original creation of mine.
Of course.
And then who's the
what is Snagglepuss's catchphrase?
Exit stage left even. Oh. Who's the most manly of the Hanna-Barbera cartoons? Probably Johnny Quest, obviously.
Sure.
Or are you just going with anthropomorphic animals? Because then it's Yogi Bear.
He does have a tie.
Yeah. I mean, he does share a bed with a young boy, but
let's look the other way on that and move on.
And no. Somewhere in between is Quick Draw McGraw.
I'm honestly not familiar enough with the Hanna-Barbera
catalog. We get Boomerang. What are you doing all day?
Watching other things that I like.
You know, the Flintstones is on there.
I don't like the Flintstones.
What are you talking about? Every episode, Fred lies to Wilma and then it bites him in the ass.
Yep.
That's every episode of everything, though.
Yeah.
The Flintstones just invented that. I mean, actually, I guess I Love Lucy invented it. The Flintstones just perfected it.
Were they concurrent?
No. They were probably a little bit off.
I believe you. I just don't know. Anyway.
How much of this episode has become things we'd rather watch?
Well, this episode's terrible. So the gorilla hears the Bone Steel and Raph whispering to each other, and Bone Steel insults it. It can understand human speech, apparently, so it busts through the door.
I mean, it's a circus gorilla. It spends its time around people?
And then we get some more Scooby-Doo bullshit where it actually, this is more like Tom and Jerry. The gorilla chases them around a bed for way too long. And then we get this weird picture-in-picture fadeaway back to the lair where Donatello and Leonardo are sitting and playing a thing or something.
It's like they just discovered they could do that edit. And they're like, we better put it in this episode. Look what we can do with this computer.
And I was really hoping that we were just going to get this picture-in-picture.
Yeah, like to show what was going on.
But nope. It just shrinks and then disappears when they cut. Oh, Leonardo and Donatello are playing tic-tac-toe. Donatello has won because he's, quote, a genius.
So Leonardo gets extra pissed off because he's a goddamn bitch.
The strategy guy, who's Leonardo, couldn't win tic-tac motherfucking toe with Donatello. You're the worst, Leonardo. Everything about you is the worst. Burn the costume and start over. Leonardo's complaining because he thinks Raphael's doing fun things. And then Donatello says, oh no, he's probably just monkeying around.
Womp womp. See, do you get it, Sky?
No, because gorillas are apes.
Yeah. They don't know that.
If it doesn't have a tail, it's not a monkey, it's an ape.
So the ape is still chasing them around that bed.
Yep. Doesn't just stop or move the bed.
Or pick it up and throw it at them because it's a goddamn gorilla.
Yeah, and has the strength of 10 men.
Bone Steel here in a minute says that the gorilla is 900 pounds, and I don't think that's probably too far off for a gorilla.
Yeah, that's about right, I think.
They're on the second floor.
Yeah.
Can a second floor hold 900 pounds?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's got to hold all your clothes furniture, and your furniture and your shit.
I guess if you have, you know, six people in a room.
I mean, maybe
upstairs.
This condemned home couldn't.
Yeah, it is rickety as fuck. But then again, old ass houses are built to last.
That's true.
So it's hard to say. I just feel like a gorilla would fuck something up.
Well, maybe. I mean, gorillas are normally gentle by nature unless you piss them off, and then they'll rip your arms off and beat you to death with them.
And this one got poked in the ass by a Psy.
True, but it went down to help Raph. Maybe that's why he turned on him.
Yeah, I don't know. His allegiances are kind of all over the place in this episode.
Yeah, he's very fluid.
It's almost like he was raised in a circus and cattle prodded most of his life, so he doesn't know how to feel about anything.
It's also almost as though the writers didn't really know what to do here, but they needed another episode.
And they
had this gorilla costume.
They said, you guys seen Beetleborgs? You know how most of it's someone chasing something around an old abandoned house?
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay.
At the end of Beetleborgs, don't they transform into heroes and punch bad guys? Don't even worry about that.
No,
just
not at
the
first
running
episode.
Around. Yeah, the first episode is terrible. It's literally the exact same as this. Just running around this house. There's just a...
Fewer monsters in this one.
There's just a super flamboyant... Is he even in the first episode? He's not, is he?
Flabber has to be in there because he gives them their powers.
Yeah, but not in the first... it's a two-parter. I meant like the first half of the first episode.
Yeah,
first hour.
We watched the first one.
I don't think Flabber shows up until the very end of it.
No, he's halfway through.
Yeah, which is the very end of the first episode. The very first episode, not the hour.
You're counting the two episodes as one.
Yeah, because we only watched half of it, and it was terrible.
Yeah, there's also those candle sprites. I forget their names.
Oh, they sing or something.
Yeah,
they?
But it's all the same woman, just posed in three different places and color swapped.
Don't forget that there's a mummy and a vampire and a...
Count Fangula.
And a...
Even though these are all public domain properties, you can just fucking use them, dude.
Did you? While I was looking up pictures of the haunted house to see if it was the same, which a lot of pictures looked like it, you could have gotten a little playset that was the haunted house from Beetleborgs.
Oh, why?
I don't know. I don't even remember that being a thing.
That's because nobody wanted it.
Yeah.
I can only remember Joe's name. I don't remember either of the other two.
Boy and other boy.
Yeah, and then there was a fourth one. The blue or the white blaster Beetleborg.
When do we do that for this?
We won't.
No, we probably will.
No.
Eventually the people will be paying us thousands and thousands of dollars a day, Sky.
I don't, if that's the case, then yes, we will.
Okay.
We'll do it right away.
All
right,
that's up to you guys.
We'll do five a week. If you're paying us thousands of dollars a day, we will do five a week.
We'll be like goddamn Adam Carolla and just every morning record a podcast.
No, we'll just knock it out in one day and then I'll disperse it throughout the week.
That's even better. That's why we work together on this. There's still 11 more minutes of this episode.
Yeah.
I hope you guys like running.
But luckily, there's only 5 more minutes of plot.
Yeah.
So, Bone Steel says, gorillas hate beds. Raph's like, "What? That's nonsense. Why did you say that?" And he's like, Bone Steel admits, yeah, I just made that up. But they duck under the bed anyway, and then the gorilla, instead of just pulling them out or moving the bed, gets on top of it and starts jumping and smashing and tearing it apart.
Again, he's a circus gorilla, So I bet he's got a lot of brain damage.
That's fair. But it also tears apart all of like the down pillows, so there's feathers everywhere, which will come into play when Raphael has feathers all throughout his bandana. So we get an act break after the mattress gets thrown off, and we just see the box spring. And when we come back, the Rank have hidden in a closet, and they're talking to Dragon Lord on their handset egg. And Dragon Lord's like, just stop sucking so hard and do the thing I sent you to do.
And then they call Bone Steel a nincompoop.
They do. I mean, he is. But he's just like, look, just go get the turtle, and if the big fat hairy thing looks like I can eat it, bring it here and I'll eat it.
I do like where Dragon Lord's head is at this point. Like, just fucking bring it here, I'll eat it. I'm a dragon man.
Just stab it to death and then I'll eat it. That's how this works.
He's a dragon. He can't live on Popeye's chicken alone. He needs real meat.
All four of them, like, there's only four rank soldiers here. And they outnumber everybody there.
Yeah, just one of them's a gorilla.
Use your sometimes lasers and your swords.
Yeah, don't they shoot shit from their eyes at some point?
Eyes, I don't remember. I definitely from their fists.
Oh, no, that was Dragon Lord who shot shit from his eyes once.
We cut over to Ref, and he and Bone Steel have managed to get up and towards a wall, and they're holding the box spring in front of them, and the gorilla's bouncing off it and them until they make their way to the wall or to the doorway, and then they escape to run into the Rank. And I guess he and Bone Steel they're still at a truce.
It's an uneasy truce.
Yeah, Bone Steel pulls out his gun and then waits a really long time and doesn't shoot it, and the Rank get the jump on them, of course. Luckily, the gorilla busts out of the door and runs to attack the Rank.
Do you think they stuck those feathers in Raphael's mask on purpose?
I don't know.
Because they're still all over the gorilla, but I think those are just stuck to him because he's furry.
Bone Steel calls every man for himself and then corrects himself for mutant and whatever. And then we get this Benny Hill shit. Scooby-Doo Benny Hill shit. There's just no
Benny Hill music.
Yeah, there's no Yakety Sax. If they had just gone on 100% and dubbed in Yakety Sax, I would have liked it a little bit more. It's still there's like six doors and they're running from one to the other and the gorilla's chasing them and then they're backing out of doors they couldn't have been in and hitting each other. And it's just fucking nonsense. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it so much.
The worst part, I think, is when the gorilla runs up at the end and looks into the camera and it, like, freeze frames.
Yeah, because that's how Benny Hill shit ends.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think.
I don't think I've made it all the way through a Benny Hill.
I'm, like, 70% sure that's how they do it.
Weird.
Yeah, and then we cut back to the lair. Donatello and Leonardo are actively engaged in a staring contest. And by actively, I mean their heads are moving from side to side and their eyes are twitching. Leonardo loses, and he's just so annoyed and enraged that he's lost again. He's such a little bitch through this whole episode. I hate it.
And he thinks Raphael's having chili cheese dogs, and he's at the arcade without them. Like, just
go there then,
or just
dude.
Do something. You don't have to wait for him. Like, you're bored because you're boring. Leonardo, you shouldn't rely on Raphael to have fun.
Do a thing. Go do some katas. Go drive the car, because it's still there, dude.
But it's also the middle of the day. He shouldn't be at the goddamn arcade. He's getting in so much trouble.
Stop being a bitch. And then he yells, Raphael's driving me bananas, and we get the banana spinning scene wipe.
And then what we don't see is that Donatello goes off to steal some jewels after he says that.
Because Leonardo has said the magic word.
Do you think this is anyone's first episode of Pop Culture Failure and we need to recap the last episode?
Probably not.
Just see the last episode if you're confused.
Hypnosis, trigger word is banana.
It's garbage.
It was fun, though. Alan was on it.
Yeah, we hate it without other people. We really like ruining someone else's day instead of just our own. It's always, you want to watch this thing? And one of us inevitably goes, fine. Today it was Sky. As the day progresses, it's like a cloud looming over us, knowing that we're going to have to watch this. We'd never get to enjoy our Sundays.
Yep.
Anyway.
So Raphael and Bone Steel have found another room that was abandoned, and Bone Steel's hiding in the couch. Raphael's hiding behind it.
He's more hiding next to it than behind it.
Yeah.
He's just...
He's behind it. It's just at a weird angle.
It's also a weird angle for him to talk to Bone Steel, because he's not looking...
He never looks at him.
Of Bone Steel.
He never does. They can't. But Bone Steel is reiterating that when this is done, I'm going to try to murder you.
Which is, I mean, that's nice of him.
He's like, giving him fair warning.
He's not trying to lead him on at all. He's just like, once we get out of this mess, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Bone Steel has manners, if nothing else.
I guess that's true.
I don't know. Sky, I guess this is a good time as any to tell you that after this podcast is over, I'm going to end up killing you. Our uneasy truce will be over.
Thank you for the heads up. Yep. I do appreciate that.
Better keep this going for a long time. I think the best way to do that is if we had a Patreon where everyone gave us thousands of dollars a day.
I think that's very tenable, and we should be able to pull that off immediately.
Radical. So, they smell the gorilla. Where could he be? He's behind the couch!
How'd it get in there? Shouldn't you be watching the door? Or doing some ninja shit? Or something? Shouldn't you have set a trap? Guy who does traps? No? Awesome! Way to forget everything you two have learned! But they notice the gorilla, and then they scream and run away. Because that's what this episode is, like we've mentioned.
Well, Bone Steel goes back into the couch, and then the gorilla stomps on the couch, so... I thought for a second maybe Bone Steel was dead. I'm not thought, hoped.
He is the fucking worst. So Raphael runs away, and the rank have found ropes, or brought them, and tied nooses with them.
Yeah, I thought this shit was going to get real dark.
Yep.
I thought they were going to commit seppuku.
That's with the sword.
Yeah, well, you got to put a, you know, in Western twist on it with some nooses. All right, what do I know? How often do I have to say that?
You say it often. You don't have to, but you do say it often.
I have to remind everyone that I don't actually know anything.
So they set up these nooses, which I thought that for the obvious purpose, but instead they're set in like slip traps. Raphael and Bone Steel tumble down the stairs Home Alone style, and then the gorilla chases them down.
And then you hear him get caught in their trap.
We cut back, and it's strung up by both its arms.
King Kong style.
But it's definitely stronger than these fucking dragons, because when they were talking to Dragon Lord earlier, they said it has the strength of 10 dragons, and there is only 2 holding it. I don't know why. It just doesn't... Whatever. So the Purple Hood is like, I'm going to stab this thing to death, and then we're going to come and kill you.
Which is a good plan.
Yeah.
They just don't do it.
And then he takes a very long pause, and then he's like, yeah, we're probably going to kill the human too. And then Bone Steel is like, what? I'm that human. Fucking Christ, we get another shrinking square scene wipe, and we cut back to Leonardo, who's polishing his sword.
Okay, this is where I realized what was happening.
Which sounded like a euphemism for jerking off. He is like wiping down his not katana with a cloth.
Leonardo is sitting here, just
talking
like,
to himself angrily.
Ruminating, and like, he's so obsessed with Raphael. He is so in love with Raphael. That is the only explanation to explain his behavior this whole episode.
It's funny you mentioned that, because earlier on our Twitter, James pointed a thing out that we both and Alan missed from the last episode, or this episode. I'm not 100% sure. In it, let me pull it up. I'll just cut all this dead air.
Do you want me to just sing while you're looking at it?
Raphael told Leonardo to kiss his shell, to which Leonardo responded, love to.
So yes, I'm correct. Leonardo is very clearly in love with it. I mean, it's just like when you're a teenager, and you like you have no control over anything you think or feel. Everything inside of you is just a crazy storm of emotions, and I think that's what Leonardo's going through. And he hates Raphael so much because Raphael doesn't love him like he loves Raphael, which is fine, except they're brothers.
Well, they
except
established,
they're not. Yeah.
Very early on, they are not brothers. So he was trying to hit on Venus, and because that didn't go anywhere, he started analyzing himself very deeply and found that maybe he's attracted to dude turtles, but isn't ready to admit it yet, so he just hates Raphael.
Here's what we need, is someone to go back and watch all the episodes we've watched, and just watch the interactions between Leonardo and Raphael to see if there are more hints that we've missed, that maybe Raphael is not taking kindly to Leonardo's advances, and Leonardo is just...
That's why he's always running away.
Holy shit.
Oh, man.
What if this show is way more progressive and, like, ahead of its time than we ever gave it credit for?
Well, the girl's the most competent.
True.
We've got this, the nerd's kind of not great at anything.
No. They love bananas.
They mock the...
I don't know what that has to do with anything, but...
They mock the one with the brain of a child a lot.
Yeah, that's true.
He's constantly eating garbage. And,
I'm just gonna say the orange one is retarded. We know what that's like.
I went out of my way to not phrase it that way, but sure.
No, because our president's orange.
Oh, okay.
You see?
They did have that weird social commentary.
Yeah.
About, I'm just going to go ahead and say it's not. I think it's us desperately looking for meaning in an empty void.
I think so. I think these are poorly written characters that they just, every episode, they just like, this is what Leonardo is doing. He doesn't think or feel anything. This is just his actions.
What do we do with Michelangelo and Venus? Fuck it, they're not in this one.
They're off. We can just assume Michelangelo's fingering Venus. I was really worried we weren't going to get to say it because she wasn't in this episode, but we figured it out.
We worked our way there.
We got there. A boom.
Let's high five.
Yes. Ow. It's a poor high five.
It was. Let's you sung before I did.
I wasn't ready. You can edit it so it sounds like a real good high five right off the bat, though, right?
I could, you but can, it's funnier but if I don't. So Donatello's just passed out, and Leonardo is mumbling to himself angrily about how, like, Raphael is the most inconsiderate me guy I know, even though he's only been concerned with shit for himself all day today.
Yep.
He could have hung out with Donatello in a more meaningful way, but instead Donatello got bored to the fact where he, or to the point where he passed out, or got activated by the banana remark and it programmed him to sleep again.
Yeah, that is a possibility. He's full-on hypnotized right now.
That's where we're at. And then we get a different version of the shrinking, like, it, instead of shrinking, it just grows.
It pops up, and then it grows for a second, and then pauses, and then continues to grow, as if whoever's in charge of that edit doesn't quite know how it works.
Or thinks that that looks awesome.
Yeah.
Either way, it's super weird that this is a thing now.
I hope it's in the rest of the episode.
God, I hope so. And Purple Hood is taking a very long time to stab this primate, and then doesn't, and still doesn't, and Raphael's like, oh, I'm gonna go over there and save it, and uses his Psi, to which are blunt, to cut the ropes again.
I mean, say what you will about Purple Guy taking his time, Rapture took his time to decide whether or not he was gonna let that animal die.
Yeah, I thought he was gonna throw that Psi, because it would have been faster than him walking over there. But he doesn't. And then the gorilla punches Raph in the chest because... because
he is a wild animal. Well, not wild, I guess he lives in a
circus. I 100% expected it to talk at the end. But it doesn't. Spoiler. Bonesteel pulls out a crossbow from Hammer Space, I assume, and decides that he's going to kill them, and then also doesn't. And then the gorilla chases off the rank, and then Raph teaches it to high five. And that's, it's Raphael, as awkward a high five as the one that Jake and I just shared. Raphael gets knocked over.
I also fell down.
It's because you're top heavy.
Just like a turtle.
And then Raph's just like, looks like I made a new friend. With basically that cadence. And then Bonesteel is just like, I'm going to kill you because that's just what I do. That's what I want to do anyway. And then he sings the kissing song, the turtle and gorilla sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. And then he goes through the whole thing. I thought he was going to do the whole thing, but then he ends with, I'm going to stab you, or I'm going to shoot you with this bow.
I wish you just muttered your way through songs more often.
Well, with the show, it's probably going to come up again. Raphael's just like, hey, aren't you tired? Can we not do this anymore? Like, a lot's happened, and I just want to go home. And Bonesteel's like, no, psychos are 24-7. But
so
then,
he knows he has a problem.
I guess. Ref may have called him a psycho, so he was just going off of that cue. But then the gorilla just plucks the bolt off of the crossbow, snaps it in half, and then eats it.
I mean, that's a thing that could happen when you're standing that close to someone.
And waiting and waiting and waiting. I guess that's fair. But eventually, Bonesteel's head gets slammed into a wall, which was just the back of a painting?
I mean, there are a lot of holes in that wall. That part I kind of buy.
Okay.
I don't know if we've mentioned the just terrible abuse of the soundboard in this thing, but it's happened again, just like the other episodes. And at the very end there, where he's just saying mutants, monkeys, there's a chicken just clucking as he talks. What one happened to... Oh, they knocked that dragon down earlier, and they used the baby cry.
Mm-hmm.
And that one made me laugh, because it's so stupid.
No, that was on the way in when he tripped and fell.
Is that with the dragon fell, right? And then they used the baby cry. I don't remember. But a dragon fell and a baby cried, and it was super good.
So
dumb.
We've cut outside, and Raph and the gorilla are just walking out in broad daylight, throwing bananas behind their back.
Everything about this should attract attention.
Yep. And it's not Hillhurst Mansion anymore. They moved locations.
I think it's even a different house than, like, when he first walks up to
it,
right?
Yeah, it absolutely is. We cut back to the lair. Donatello wakes up to either commit crimes or murders.
Hard to say at this
but
point.
He's mostly talking about Raphael. Like, he woke up, like, mid-sentence.
Yeah, like, I woke up. I bet Raphael's hanging out with other people. Nope. And then we hear the radio.
the radio gets to be the narrator and tells us that the gorilla's been returned to the zoo.
And even though the newspaper said it was a circus gorilla?
And then we cut back to Raph and the gorilla, and it's not fucking not in the zoo.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know where this guy is getting his future. Maybe it's like it's early edition.
Early edition, yeah. Inside edition.
But only
how
radio.
Many, how many early edition references can this podcast make?
We're up to two. That's a good show, though. So that's just how it ends, with Raphael going, I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Even, I bet we'd never see this fucking gorilla again.
Just like that little sex turtle. But let's say he does return the gorilla to the zoo. It's the middle of the goddamn day. What is this monster going to walk this gorilla through all of the children that are at the zoo?
I guess.
Do animals really escape from the zoo?
I've never heard of it.
Me either.
I mean, maybe the butterflies from a butterfly exhibit?
Yeah, because they hang on your sweater and you walk out and it flies away and then it's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe old-timey zoos.
But in my 30-odd years on this earth, I've never heard of a legitimate zoo escaping.
No, like...
Like, I've been at the zoo and seen, like, a squirrel crawl out of an exhibit, but I don't think that counts.
I don't think they cage those, because they run free around here. I don't know where all of our listeners from. I don't know where squirrels live. But we also don't have to watch our children in the backyard to not get eaten by a lizard, so we've got that going for us.
No, it's more likely a coyote.
Even then.
So it ends. And that's the episode.
That's it. That's, they walk off into the sunset together. To the mid-afternoon together. I'm not sure.
They sure did go ape, though.
They did. They did go ape, didn't they? No, wait. They just ran around a haunted house for 20 minutes.
40% of the dialogue of this episode was them just yelling and running. Running, I realize, isn't dialogue, but the yelling is. it was bad. After this episode ended, I didn't know how we were going to talk about it, because nothing made sense.
But we did it.
Yay. Oh, my goodness. So, that's how that went. Jacob.
Oh, no.
What would you say?
No.
Is the most turtle-ripping part of this episode?
I think I'm going to have to say it's the fact that we figured out the Leonardo-Raphael situation. Yeah, it makes sense.
A lot more does fall into place if there's a reason for all of this anxiety and random anger.
Maybe that beer Splinter was holding has led to him being sort of an absentee-type father situation.
I think it's all the shitty kids that made him be an absentee dad.
They're shitty kids, so he drinks, so he's less present. So then Donatello's off trying to find some solace in Queez. Leonardo is falling in love with his brother. Michelangelo has escaped into food, so, you know, he'll probably grow up to have the diabetes.
Oh, you know what? He's eating odor eaters and shit. Maybe that's why he's fucked up. Maybe that's why he can't think good.
It's definitely a cry for attention. It's like a puppy, like, it eats your shoes, so you pet it. Like, any attention's good attention.
Hmm.
Because he's always just going back into his room, because that's where the beer is.
It seems that we have put on the therapist pantsuit this time.
Yep. Poor Venus just dropped in the middle of it.
And she was the best, she's the most well-adjusted of them.
Yeah, because she wasn't raised by an alcoholic rat. She was raised by a man who was obsessed with looking into a mirror, and that's nominally better, I guess.
At least he didn't touch her.
Yeah. Jesus.
We're pretty sure he didn't touch her. I can't confirm.
Are you implying that Splinter did that to the other turtles?
I wasn't.
Oh.
I was implying that the other turtles were trying to have sex with her.
That's true.
I mean, I'm not saying that I can't really confirm or deny that, because Splinter's not in this enough to know what he's like.
Yeah, because he's drunk. He's off at the bar.
He's off with that blind fella.
He's off at the bar with that blind guy. They get wasted together.
Oh, man.
Splinter's always bringing home chicks. Blind chicks.
It's a blind bar.
Yeah. Oh, no. There's got to be a thing somewhere in, like, a big city. Like, this is where the blind people
I know there's, like, a restaurant where you can go and it's pitch black. And the waiters are blind.
Are they blind?
Yeah, the waitstaff is blind.
Yeah, neat.
At least I saw it in a movie.
What movie?
About Time. The Donald Gleason, Rachel McAdams joint.
I don't know anything about that.
Oh, it's pretty great. It's actually really charming. It's about time travel.
I know.
It's a romantic comedy about time travel.
I know they use it in, like, The Bachelor and shows like that. Not The Bachelor specifically, but shows like that.
Time travel?
No, the black.
Oh.
The pitch black. What's the the guy from Poison? His dating show. What is his name?
Oh,
man. Brett Michaels.
That's it.
Ugh. I couldn't do it. His, I don't remember what his show was called, but we watched both seasons in college. And they would go to that.
With Tila Tequila?
No, that's different.
For the Love of Ray J?
No, that's different.
The Bachelor?
That's different.
The One?
That's different.
The Voice?
That might be it.
Okay. Is The One a show?
I don't know.
It sounds like it would be.
Anyway.
It's a super easy title.
The next episode's called Enemy of My Enemy. Venus is in the thumbnail, so she might be in the episode.
That's nice. Oh, boy. All right. Well, that's the episode for today. I'm going to take this opportunity to congratulate Jacob on his recent engagement.
Oh, that's me. Thanks. I did that.
If you want, you can Twitter at him and say congratulations.
We'll let you know where I'm registered when the time comes.
Amazon.
Probably Amazon and Target. That's where Katie spent and I spend most of our time anyway.
We should drag Katie on here. We've asked her numerous times and she has said no.
She doesn't like us.
She certainly wouldn't like this show.
No. But I bet she has a lot of opinions.
That does sound like
we
her.
Should get a girl on here because it's just a bunch of
30-something
straight white dudes. We represent the internet so hard.
We're more inclusive, I feel.
Well, we like other people. We just don't know any.
That's fair.
So if you're a girl who wants to be on our podcast, or if you're black or gay, or Hispanic or Asian.
Or all three.
Yeah.
Or five, or whatever. Yeah. However many we just listed.
If you, what's not us?
Basically all of those things.
A lot of things. I meant other things that aren't us.
So that was the episode. Thank you guys very much for listening. You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end on Twitter. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me personally at Sandwich Surplus.
Or me at Midlife. Want
to say that again?
Affair.
Okay.
You always edit out all your mistakes and leave mine in, so I know that's going to be in there. God damn it.
Yours are funnier. Also, I get Final Cut.
Yeah. That's because if I make a mistake, I go whole hog. You, quietly, go,
And then I re-say it so it sounds okay. But thank you very much for listening, guys. You know what I haven't said in, 10 episodes is if you want, you can rate and review us on iTunes. I don't know if anybody has.
Jesus Christ, that's why they haven't. It's your fault.
iTunes haven't, or I haven't gotten an email from them saying that we have or haven't. I just assume that we haven't. I don't know if there's a certain number you need before you can see them.
I don't know.
Or if there's a thing I need to go, or a place I need to go.
What's this podcast called? I don't even know how to look at the reviews.
Yeah, I don't either.
On any podcast, let alone ours.
But yeah, if you want, you can leave us a rating and review. I'm told it helps the show, helps other people find the show. I should also probably look into that to make sure all of our tags and shit are set up. But I haven't. But I might. Or I won't. Either way.
Really gonna need you to get it together, Sky. Reviews. Ooh, there's one in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it says, the title, the heading is careful.
Read it aloud.
This podcast is a decent idea, executed well, but dear Lord, next mutation is a slog. If you're about to start this and they've moved on to something else, do your favor and start off with whatever was next. That's from July 20th, so that's only 10 days old by Dowd F. Do you know
Oh, Dowd,
is?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Dowd.
Well, we're not moving on anytime soon. We have 10 more weeks of this fucking show.
We're real close, though. And we're way further than you thought we'd get.
Yeah, I thought I'd be dead by now. Thought, hoped.
It's all in there.
Can I review our own show? I'm on this show. It's all right.
I mean, if you want to. I'm not going to make you. I think it needs 5 reviews before it shows up with
An aggregated...
Yeah, that one. That's the word I was looking for.
Average of et cetera. Ah, there you go.
But did he give... What is our rating that Dowd gave us?
5 stars.
Neat. Thanks, Dowd.
We are officially a 5-star podcast.
Thanks again, Dowd. And thanks, James, for tweeting us about the Leonardo thing. And we brewed up a theory that we're going to have to keep an eye on for the rest of the series.
Yeah, so thanks for giving us more work, buddy. I don't even do it. My whole job on the podcast is to press play on the Netflix so we can watch it.
Then
Sky does
to
everything
microphone.
Else. What an asshole. You volunteered.
I wanted a podcast, and here we are.
Yeah.
You agreed.
I wanted one too, but about Star Wars. Not that I wanted to shove one more Star Wars podcast down the gullet of society.
Do you want to do one with Furby and me, and the two of you will explain Star Wars to me?
Kinda. We'll work on it. We're not having a Star Wars podcast until we come up with a good title, and we can't think of one. So, if anyone has a good title for a Star Wars podcast, tweet at me, Midwest Love Affair, and I will steal it and give you the least amount of credit possible.
Sounds fair.
All right, can we go home now?
We are home.
That was fast.
All right. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next time.
Bye. Scott, we did it.
Yay.
We did it again. Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Ninja Turtles are on the scene. You mess with green and it's gonna get mean. Going ape. Would you say this episode made you go ape? Would you say this episode made you extremely apathetic?
Well, it's definitely one of those, because nothing happened.
Well, we'll get into it.
Yep. All right, you good to go?
You hold on, I got to fight. Oh, that's a good one.
God damn it.
Cam ready. I won't wiggle a lot while we're talking so it doesn't get out from underneath of me. But I promise nothing.
What more could I ask for?
You left this. Sky's watching Transformers really loud in his room right now, but he's not in there, so if you hear that.
No, I'm not watching it. It's just on. I just didn't turn off my TV.
Yeah, you wanted them to have the rating so they would play it again. So you could watch it later.
Well, it's Age of Extinction. It's not a 3-hour long, incredibly pointless movie.
You say everything so sarcastically, I can't totally be sure if you like it or not.
It's not good.
Okay.
It sold me because of robot dinosaurs, and they're in it for 10 minutes at the end of 3 hours of movie.
This is why I don't see anything without the word Star Wars in it.
Rogue One. Or was it a Star Wars
story? Rogue
One,
a Star Wars story, okay. Idiot. Good goddamn it.
We are straight, white, cis, het men.
Yeah.
That's the five that I think I'm supposed to remember.
We're the worst five.
Yeah.
But we're untouchable, so.
It's true. It's really nice. If you could do this, try that. It's real easy. We might
Brothers
be able to get
kissing.
Artley on here, because she's the one who dared you to post the turtle pornography.
I don't know why anyone thought I wouldn't do that.
Couldn't tell you.